This is the Mistress Carrie's Situation Report for June 21st, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, Lamb of God will bring their Omens tour with Killswitch Engage, Baroness, and Suicide Silence to the MGM Music Hall at Fenway on September 21st. Tickets are on sale right now. Check the events calendar at MistressCarrie.com for the link. Last week, Megadeth posted a mysterious photo on their Instagram account with the date of June 23rd. Now the band has pretty much confirmed that Megadeth has launched their new website called SickDyingDead.com. That's the name of their upcoming new album, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. And if you head to the website, you can hear a brief snippet of a new song. Dave Mustaine recently revealed in an interview on Liquid Metal that the new album features bass parts by Steve DiGiorgio of Testament. Muse frontman Matt Bellamy recently captured the imagination of concert goers by using a robotic glove to provide musical backing to the band's song Uprising at the Isle of Wight Festival. The glove allowed him to essentially play keyboard notes just like he was typing the keys with his glove. Muse have been headlining a lot of festivals in anticipation of the release of their upcoming new album, Will of the People. Iconic rock, metal, and punk music producer Steve Albini just won his second World Series of Poker tournament over the weekend. He won his first bracelet in 2018 in Vegas. Albini produced Nirvana's In Utero in 1993, Surfer Rosa by the Pixies in 1988, and was featured on the Foo Fighters docuseries Sonic Highways. He said, quote, "When I'm playing poker, I try to commit to it. I try to take it seriously. I try to make sure I devote the attention to it that it deserves as an occupation. But that's only part of my year. I only play tournaments at the World Series of Poker. I play cash games informally in Chicago. It's a part of my livelihood, but it's not my profession." Recently, live frontman Ed Kowalczyk hinted that the band is no more. In a post on Instagram, he said, quote, "I would love to perform, but it's just not possible in the current situation with the band. The three other original band members are not speaking to each other, and I am stuck in the middle. And if I try to do solo stuff, there is a good chance that they will sue me again. So I have to do what's best for me and my family and stay out of litigation by not performing in public at all. Hopefully things will change, but until then, I have to lay low." I Prevail have announced their new album, their first since Trauma in 2019. The new album will be called True Power and will be released on August 19th via Fearless Records. Marty Friedman has recently praised the new Elvis film, calling it the be-all, end-all movie about the iconic singer. The 59-year-old former Megadeth guitar player, who's been an Elvis maniac since the age of six, offered his opinion on Baz Luhrmann's film. You can read his long and in-depth review online. Hellfest took place over the weekend in France, and Ghost had to cut one of their songs short because lead singer Tobias Forge admitted on stage that his voice was, quote, completely fucked. In fan film footage, you can hear Tobias Forge say, "My voice is completely fucked. I cannot sing one other song for you." Fans missed out on the performance of Square Hammer, but they were able to witness the live debut of the song Griftwood, a song off of their new album, Impera. The Mars Volta are publicly airing new material, according to NME. The disbanded progressive post-hardcore band has set up an audio-visual art installation at Olive Court in Grand Park in Los Angeles called the Volta Cube, and it's playing previously unheard music. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue once again sat behind the drums for only a handful of songs during the band's show on Sunday night at the Stadium Tour in Orlando, Florida. Ozzy's drummer Tommy Kluftos taking over the drumming for Motley Crue for the rest of the show. Tommy Lee saying on stage, "I'm not going to tell you how I broke four ribs because it's, quote, fucking bullshit." And the statue of Lemmy from Motorhead that was unveiled at this weekend's Hellfest is reported to contain a portion of Lemmy's ashes. Motorhead played the first ever Hellfest, and the band was a staple of the festival ever since. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all the stories, check the show notes of this podcast. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 106, featuring Scott Alderman from Tattoo the Earth, is available now.